This is Talk Radio 570 KVI.
What is the likelihood of the United States falling into a recession if we go over the cliff?
I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, that's what Warren Buffett says. Let me go to one of my favorite economists. One of the things I most admired about the legendary, iconic economist Milton Friedman was his ability to convey complex economic argument in layman's terms. Peter Morici does a pretty good job of that himself, a professor at the Smith School of Business, University of Maryland, widely published, and you got to check out his Twitter handle. It's at P. Morici, M-O-R-I-C-I, at P. Morici 1, and hear what's on his mind. Right now you get to hear from him directly on Talk Radio 570 KVI. So Warren Buffett doesn't appear nearly as worried as you about sailing off the fiscal cliff at the end of the year, Peter.
Warren Buffett doesn't have the burden of my education in economics. I don't pretend to be a stock picker. I don't know that Mr. Buffett should pretend to be a macroeconomist. If you subtract $500 to $600 billion from demand, you'll have a recession. You'll have the kinds of conditions you have in Spain.
Explain what you mean by when you subtract $500 billion
from. Well, if you cut government spending by $300 billion and you don't replace it with something, and you cut tax and you raise taxes by $200 billion, so people spend less money. Also, You're going to reduce demand for goods and services. I mean, I hate to say it, it's simple Keynesian economics, and there's nothing wrong with Keynesian economics. It's just when it's abused by people, that is, to spend a lot of money to try to fix an economy that has other problems other than spending. We can't really cut the deficit dramatically until we do something about the other dysfunctions in the economy, the high cost of health care, the problems of the banks, and our huge trade deficit with China, and also the fact that we just refuse to play our strength and produce domestic oil.
Now, Buffett says that, well, okay, if we're off the so-called fiscal cliff for a couple of months, that'll change the political calculus a little bit, but the overall impact on the economy would be fairly negligible. And that's obviously someone who makes his living with an economy that grows rather than shrinks.
Well, he makes his living both ways, but it's easy to make a living with it growing. He's been very good at making a living, even when it hasn't done.
Yeah, that is true.
I mean, let's be honest there. My feeling is that there's a sort of a threshold. You know, you can be a week late on this, 2 weeks late, and then you do things retroactively and you're okay. But at some point, you cross the Rubicon. 2 months, you're across the Rubicon for sure. I don't know that the world comes to an end January 1 because the government has lots of ways of finessing that. But I do know that if we don't fix this problem till March, it's going to be a big shock to the economy. Businesses are going to start downsizing, and we're going to regret having waited that long.
You know, we had Congressman Adam Smith.
I know him quite well, by the way.
Okay, Adam.
Nice guy.
He's
nice.
Nice
comes
guy
from your part of the world, doesn't
well,
he?
Well, he's the ninth district from Pierce County, winding around the suburban communities east of Lake Washington, across the water from Seattle.
Real
yes.
Solid guy. You know, he looks like he should be a Republican, you know, family man
know.
And all that stuff.
Does.
You're not allowed to do those things.
I've said this to
Party,
him before.
You know? He's a real solid, good Catholic family man.
I have said this to him on numerous occasions. You might
you
vote
look like a Democrat to me.
You may vote liberal,
up
Adam,
on
but you're
defense and all that stuff.
You're the most Republican-looking guy I know. Anyway, he came on the show, and to prove he is a Democrat, Peter, he not only said we needed to raise taxes,
but
he said that we needed to raise taxes on those who earn under $250,000 because he said, let's face it, he was being very candid, 80%. Of the tax breaks that we passed in Congress in the last 12 years were aimed at people earning less than $250,000.
He's right. We have, by the way, read my article, my column yesterday in the Washington Times, which is available online, or my column this morning on thestreet.com. He's absolutely right. Over the last 6 years, entitlement spending, health care and Social Security, has gone up about round numbers, about $650 billion. That's the increase, not the total amount. That's just the change. That's the entire amount after two rounds of cuts that we spend on defense. So if we keep going the way we have for the last 6 years going forward, we are going to have to eliminate the Defense Department. I mean, eliminate it. Close all the bases, send everybody home, or shut down the rest of the government. You know, no embassies abroad, no IRS to collect the taxes. I don't know how they would do that. But we have to raise more revenue in addition to cutting spending, and that begins with entitlements. It has to begin with entitlements. But it doesn't end there. But it can begin there.
Yeah.
Raising taxes on wealthy people gives you about $100 billion. You know, where are you going to get the rest of it from? We're talking about huge numbers here. The fact is,
that means it covers a little less than 10% of the existing deficit.
Correct. So the real problem here is that Barack Obama is trying to force the Republicans into saying the things that Adam Smith says.
Right.
At least he says it on taxes.
Well, plus he wants to divide their party, and he knows if that would do it.
Politics. He's much more interested in getting rid of the... Yeah, see, you have to understand that Barack Obama is a religious crusader. Look at the disdain that he displayed in the first debate towards Mitt Romney, the lack of respect. That's the way you treat not someone that disagrees with you, but a criminal.
Well, yeah, just something.
I mean,
you don't
basically,
have the time
of day for. He views Mitt Romney as that represent. So he's locked in time. His mind towards guys like Mitt Romney is, you know, like 1930s. You know, he views them all as sort of racist and sinful people.
Yes. Malefactors of great wealth.
But yes, malefactors of great wealth. But even more fundamental than that. In any case, they're not just wrong. The important thing here is they're not just wrong; they're evil. So God has called Barack Obama to rid the world of Republicans, and that is more important than saving the country.
By the way, we got.
And he may well do it with this budget business because I hate to say it, but Boehner ain't no Newt Gingrich, and he's not even no Tim. You know, Tip O'Neill. I mean, Tip O'Neill wouldn't have to, if he was representing the other side. He'd know how to handle Barack Obama, but Boehner doesn't.
Yeah, no, it's...
He's not dumb. This is not what he does well. It's kind of right. Like handing a violin player a tuba.
Now, let me ask you, we only got about 30 seconds left. The recession in Europe.
Bad news. Well, Europe is collapsing under the weight of political correctness. I mean, there are a whole bunch of things that politically correct people believe here as articles of faith rather than reason, and the same applies to lots of the stuff about the single currency. They won't do what they need to do to fix what's broken, and as a consequence, the place is going to collapse.
Let us hope that we learn lesson on their dime and not learn it ourselves on our diminishing dimes here. Hey, Peter, always great. Your columns are superb. Yeah, check him out online. Peter Morici, also his Twitter handle, @PMorici1. That's MORICI1.